And I'm here with Mark Guerrero. Mark, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right, man. So, yeah, how's everything in L.A.? Is it finally cooling down and no storms?
I live out in the Coachella Valley near Palm Springs, and it's always hot in the summer. Oh, not 118. It's like...
Lots of fun in the summertime, like that song.
Yeah.
That's great, man. So you're here in Tucson for a little bit, and you're going to go see some concerts. And
I saw Ringo last night.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy Vaughn tonight.
Wasn't he with the Beatles, I think?
Yeah, he was with a group called the Beatles.
Yeah. All right. So you got some new stuff coming out pretty soon, too?
Yes, I got a new EP coming out soon.
All right, man.
Yeah, it's called Southwest Serenade, A Journey Through Aztlan.
Right. You want to talk a little bit about it?
We're going to play one of the cuts probably later on.
Oh, okay.
It's just that it was time to do an original album, and it's four songs, and it all has a Southwestern Aztlan vibe.
Right,
and it's done very acoustically, very organically. No electric instruments, no trap set drums, just percussion. I like it a lot.
All right.
2 years ago, I had the Legacy Mark Guerrero Sings Lalo Guerrero.
Right. And then you were here in March, right? And you did a concert at the Century Room in the Hotel Congress. And that was great. I attended that. And it was very successful, and you were right on. And
thank you.
You were with the Reckless Night Orchestra.
Reckless Night Ensemble.
Ensemble with Skip Heller.
Skip Heller, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I love playing with them.
Yeah, I remember buying the vinyl there, man. That was good. Yeah.
And it's old school arrangements, just like my dad. You know?
Right, yeah. You even had some saxophones and,
trumpet,
it was just
flute,
beautiful little setup, yeah.
Piccolo, the whole thing.
All right, so I was thinking of playing something from your career just to get started here. Mm-hmm. And I picked out one, Mark Guerrero. You said it's Rosalie's from 1980?
82.
82, yeah, man. Yeah. I was trying to find Mark in the Escorts, and this one popped up, and then I played it, and I really liked it, man. So, yeah, why don't we go with that, and then right now we'll talk a little bit more right now in a little bit, okay? Thank you.
She understands. I call her honey and she
Again, that was Mark Guerrero from 1982, Rosalie. All right. Mark, so I heard you went somewhere this summer, right, man?
I've been traveling around. I went to Woodstock.
Wow, Woodstock, man.
Went to the original site of Woodstock and museum there and the Levon Helm barn and see a show.
Levon Helm. He was with the band, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw Trey Anastasio.
And Robbie Robertson just died, right, of the band?
Yes, he did.
Did you ever meet him or get to play with him or nothing? Yeah,
hey, but I saw Big Pink, you know, where Bob Dylan and the band did the Basement Tapes. I saw that house.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to YouTube and go to Mark Guerrero Woodstock Historic Sites, it's a nice video put together of that trip. And then two weeks ago, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. At the Bob Dylan Center. I also saw the Woody Guthrie Center and went to the Leon Russell Church Studio and all the rock history sites.
Oh, man. So you've been a lot of different places.
And I also did a video on that one.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And now I'm in Tucson. I'm going to do a darn video in Tucson as well.
All right. And I might be in it, huh?
You are in it. You're in it.
Yeah, things have been okay here, but, you know, I still play your dad. I'm still thinking of your dad.
You're the biggest fan, and you're the biggest
fan. Yeah, man. I only have 300 recordings of him.
Is that all?
Maybe a little bit less. I don't know, yeah. But it's hard to have everything you had, you know. That 178 of Mighty Wanna Boogie is going for $500 now.
It?
You believe that, man? My God. The last one sold for about that, so yeah.
Wow.
Things are valuable in some cases, you know, but I have a copy of it, you know.
Well, amazingly, the first record I ever made called Get Your Baby with my band Mark and the Escorts, I was only 15. In 2017, it was in a major movie called Logan Lucky,
and on the
soundtrack album, it's been a lot of compilations, but I just found out that Apple Music has a top 50 Chicano Essentials, and Get Your Baby by Mark and the Escorts is number 38.
Wow. That's an honor, man.
Yeah, and it's also like the top 50 downloads of Chicano rock.
Wow, that's cool,
it's
man.
Pretty cool.
So I was going to play one more for you. What did we have lined up again? Let me see. From Tango?
Was it I'm Brown?
I'm Brown?
Was it
you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just want to say that. Yeah, I wrote and recorded it, and believe it or not, way back in 1972.
Wow.
I was a solo artist with Capitol Records.
Uh-huh.
Came out as a single, and then some weird business things happened, and I wound up with A&M Records, and A&M bought all the Capitol Masters and re-released I'm Brown as part of an album.
Uh-huh.
Under the name Tango, because they turned us into a band concept instead of a solo. So it was out as a single on Capitol with me as a solo artist, and then the next year as part of the Tango album. But it was the same musicians on it. It's the same recording.
Wow.
And it's been in the Grammy Museum twice.
In 2000. You must be proud of that one.
Yeah, right? 2008 or 9, and then again in 2022, I think, in an exhibit called Songs of Conscience, Sounds of Freedom. So it's pretty
cool. That's great, man. So why don't we play that now,
and
we'll talk some more after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Just as long as you don't say too much. So take a step to the back of your heart. It isn't much, but you know it's a start. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race. Don't shout, don't you know I found out that you don't know what you're talking about. But Lord knows I know how it goes. Everybody's got to stay on his toes. Hey son, pick that off of the ground. I wake up, see what's going down. Don't you know I'm brown? don't cry, never say die. Don't you know that it's only a lie? Don't quit, duck, don't get hit. We're gonna make it bit by bit. Hey boy, get that shine on my shoes. You can't laugh when you're living the blues. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race.
Again, that was the song "I'm Brown," right? So you,
yes.
You said it came out on Capitol, or
yeah, it came out on Capitol as a single,
right? As a single,
and the next year it was on the Tango album on A&M, same recording.
And the group Tango, you only made like one album,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
one album and one separate single, 73 and 74.
I remember trying to find it; it was expensive. Yeah,
I know. By the way, speaking of Mark and the Escorts, our "Get Your Baby." It's hard to find it under $300. and our second single, "Dance With Me," I saw it for $435 on Discogs.
They're like the Royal Jesters.
It's crazy.
They sell for a lot of money. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy stuff.
It's crazy. The collector's world is crazy.
Vinyl is king, baby.
I know.
Especially the old
stuff. In Germany and Japan, they're like, they'll pay thousands in some cases to get these recordings, you know, because they love American music. What can
I say?
You know? So we're in a good place here in America, right?
Yes, we invented it.
So what are your plans in the future? You have any things coming up?
Well, I'm looking forward to that EP coming out. And,
right. So.
And, it's going to be very exciting. And then I'm going to do a compilation album of everything from Mark and the Escorts to today.
Oh, my
God.
And
it'll be like a double CD and vinyl as well.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be probably next year.
But your group, the Escorts, are they still alive? A couple of them have passed on or something?
Yeah, a couple have passed on. There's three still alive. And we've done several... reunions starting in 2009. Between 2009 and 2011, we did five or six reunion shows. It was great.
Wow, that's cool. Because in L.A., they have a lot of reunion shows, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bretton Woods was coming out, and Little Willie G and all those guys.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, man. So you got quite a musical legacy in L.A. and then even East L.A., right?
Thank you.
There's been a lot of talk about them, and you're in the history books in many cases. Huh?
Right.
Yeah,
thank you. That's
great. So we're going to play one more right now from On the Boulevard, right? You want to talk a little bit about that?
I just wanted to write a song about the cruising phenomenon, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In East L.A. in the 60s, you know, the Whittier Boulevard, people would cruise in their lowrider cars and their cool souped-up cars and, you know, to show off their cars and meet the people of the opposite sex, probably of the same sex, but back then you didn't talk about it. But it was a big cruising scene until the cops came down on everything for a while. But I just wanted to write a song that kind of gave the flavor and the feeling of what the cruising days were. But, you know, most cities, Chicano, Barrios, had a cruising scene all around the Southwest.
You have a lot of speed bumps now, like Tucson, where I think they did speed bumps just to
so
the lowriders can hurt their cars, right?
Probably, but I don't think they did that on Whittier Boulevard yet.
All right, man. So, I was thinking of playing that. Now, let's go now with On the Boulevard here, Mark Guerrero.
Let's go cruising.
Yeah, cruising.
Boulevard.
Right, Mark, so we played On the Boulevard right
yes.
there, right?
Yeah. Orale.
That was a good one. And how's the lowrider scene now? Or you don't really know? You live far away from it?
No, it's huge. Just recently, I was in Boyle Heights, which is in East L.A. It's a district. Uh-huh. And they had a lowrider Zoot Suit Pachuco Day. And, I mean, there were all these souped-up lowrider cars, but they were all from the 40s.
Oh, wow.
Not the 50s. We're talking 40s and 30s. And all these people came out in Zoot Suits, and the women, you know, all chipping
yeah.
out with the big hair and everything.
I know.
And huge. And I performed a song out there, and there were, the Skip Heller right. Band played. And a guy named Pachuco Jose y Los Diamantes, they do Lalo songs.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They did some songs.
I just saw a movie. It was called American Homeboy, and it just came out.
Oh, really?
And the director came to Tucson here, and so he was talking about the lowrider movement and how...
No, it's still big.
Pachucos,
man.
And, you know, because Pachucos started in the 40s,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
With
a matter of fact,
rider and everything. Yeah.
I played with the Skip Heller Band in San Diego at a lowrider show about 2 years ago, and yeah. I couldn't believe, I mean, all the cars, all the people... And what blew my mind was the Pachucos of today are just like the Pachucos of the 50s or whatever. They dance to the same songs, the same doo-wop songs, the same way.
Right.
And the culture has just stayed.
Oh, yeah. But they know their culture, and they know where their place in society is, too.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what I got from this movie. I mean, everybody they talked to was kind of like retired lowriders and everything.
Because
they say, yeah, man, I was in the movida for 20, 30 years, and then, you know, just get old, you know.
Generation to generation.
You can't hang anymore sometimes, you know.
They still like Duke of Earl and all those oldies
right,
songs,
man.
Same songs.
All right, so let's play one more, and then we're going to play your newest one. But I had Los Chucos Suaves.
Yeah, let's play my dad's song, Los Chucos Suaves, that he wrote in around 1949.
All right.
He was in the movie.
Pachucos,
he
yeah.
was in the play and movie Zoot Suit.
Yeah, Zoot Suit, yeah.
This is my version with the Reckless Night Ensemble.
All right. So let's go with that now here, and then we're going to play one more and talk to Mark a little bit more. So here we go. Chucos Suaves with the Reckless Night Orchestra.
Ensemble.
Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie woogie jitterbug, pero eso ya torció, y esto es lo que sucedió. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
Música.
Yo me voy a borrotear con mi linda pachucona, las caderas a menear. Ella le hace muy de aquella cuando empieza a guarachar. Al compás de los timbales yo me siento petatear. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y de zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y de zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
All right, so that's one of Lalo Guerrero's most famous songs, I think.
Yes.
Again, we're talking about that. Yeah, man, so we got time for one more, man. It's been great talking to you, but
thank you.
We got this one more that you want to talk about. Okay. A little bit, the streets.
Okay.
The streets of East L.A.?
That's right. But I do want to say that Los Lobos recorded Chucos Suaves on their latest album as well. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. I got that album. Yeah, on vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, Native Sons, I think it's
so called. That's the latest trend, too, because vinyl's so hot. Everybody's going back to vinyl.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm happy for that.
It's the best.
Because, you know, I got a few vinyls myself. You know,
yeah, right.
You've been to my house, right?
More than I've ever seen. So this, my new EP is going to be out in a couple of months, and it's called Southwest Serenade, A Journey Through Aslan.
Right.
And this is cut four, and it's called The Streets of East L.A. I grew up in East L.A. So.
All right, man. And you're going to produce it yourself and everything?
Put it out myself. But, you know, you never know, it could wind up on a label.
All right, man. Let's go with that, and then we'll talk some more.
All right. Cut number four.
Can hear the sounds, the life of the city, with music all around. I've seen some strife at times in my life. The road was so rough, life could be so tough. Tempers when we used to say, out of my way, on the
streets
of East L.A.
East L.A.
Streets of East L.A. This is what I say. Thank you. special day. Love came my way on the
streets
of East LA. The
streets
of East LA.
Over again, Mark, that's your brand new one, right?
Yes,
it's going to be coming out in a couple of months. Now, how can we acquire that?
Well,
go to your website?
Well, yeah, well, check on my website. It'll be available on Bandcamp.com, just like the Mark Sings Lalo is there. Just go to Bandcamp.com, put in my name, and various things will come up.
Right.
But it'll be on vinyl and CD and digital.
Oh, man. So I want to thank you so much, man. It's been very informative, and we had a good time in the class here. And you're here with your friend.
That's right. I appreciate your support of my dad and myself.
Right.
And
Viva La Ruguero, man. See? I still have my mural up, and you were there today earlier. Yeah, it's on 17th Street, right behind Carrillo School there.
There you go.
And so, I'm really proud of that. And we're working on a statue, trying to get...
Gotta get that statue.
Your dad.
Wouldn't it be cool if it were, especially if it were in Barrio Viejo, like right at the entrance of it or right near the...
I know, because we got one with Cesar Chavez, and they put him right underneath the sign that said Ugly But Honest, and we're all mad about that one, you know?
Oh.
But it's a nice big bronze statue of Cesar Chavez, but in the wrong locale.
I wonder if the powers that be put it there on purpose.
Yeah, and my good friend Raul Aguirre was saying, man, I was out of town when that happened.
Right.
But he's the one that I talked about having a statue of your dad put up, and he says, let me talk to some people, because he's a mover and a shaker, so I'm sure he might be able to help me out in this endeavor.
We've been trying for a long time.
All right, so thanks again, Mark, and
until
we meet again, and good luck with your new recording.
Thank you.
And I'll catch you next time,
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
Ate Huacho.
All right, Ate Huacho, canal.